wants to be believed with the Shchazok, he's dead. The last 3 years that he should be believed that he bought the field off the guy, and so then Shimon should keep the field. So Lachar is nothing doing. That a Jew that bought the field off a guy, he has the same halacha like a nakam, like a guy. Ma'akum in lechazaka, just like the guy himself. If he would want to complain to us and say, listen, I bought this field off Reuven. Reuven sold it to me. We asked the guy, where's your shtar that you bought it off Reuven? The guy says, listen, I lost it. I'm here already 3 years. So there's a klal of ein chazaka liyakum. By a guy, the rabbonim were not masak in the klal of a chazaka. And the Rashbam says, the stam akum gazlonim him. Stam akum steals. For Yisrael yore limchis. And the Jew, the original owner, Reuven, is afraid to be moicha. Vehilkar, therefore, loy tiknu behem chazaka. The rabbonim were not misakin as klal of cheskas gimel shonim by inakum. Save so, and what's the lashon of? The Gemara says again, ma'akum ein loy chazaka ela bishtar. The only way a guy would be believed that he says he bought this field is if he has the shtar. Is Af Yisrael, so we're saying now, Rav Yudah Marav is saying, that Af Yisrael, the Jew also, habor mach masakum, that this Shimon now bought this field off the guy. So he's not nemo to say the field belongs to him. Is ein loy chazok ele bishtar. Only if the guy still has his shtar, that he bought the field off Reuven. But if the guy lost his shtar, so now Shimon that bought the field off the guy is not believed that it's his field. But rather we say the locker is the field goes back to Reuven. Shimon bought it off the guy. So we say, no, the guy's a gadlin, and you'll have to have a din Torah now with the guy. Try and get your money back from the guy. But the mice, so we give this field back to Reuven. So Mar says, Dobroma Rova said that the my Yisrael. Let's say though this Yisrael, this Shimon, that bought this field, says like this. He says, Lididi Omali Akum, that the guy himself told me that the Minoch Zavno, that the guy bought the field off Reuven. If so Mehemin, then we believe Shimon, then Shimon has a right to stay in this field. So Mar says, what kind of svar is that? Mi kemidi, is there anything? Diyelo akim omaloi mehemen. If the guy himself will come and tell us that the guy he himself bought this field off Reuven, he would not be believed. As long as he doesn't have a shtar, we do not believe him, even though he ate in the field 3 years. So what? That's what we just learned. There's no chazaka by a guy. So if the guy himself comes and tells Beis Din that he bought the field off the Jew, we would not believe the guy. If so, V'ilu Oma Yisrael Mishmei Diyakum Hemon. And now that the Shimon is telling us over that he heard that the guy himself told him that the guy bought the field of Reuven, we do believe Shimon. What kind of svara? What is Rabbi saying? How could that be? Like, how could the Jew, Shimon, that's telling us over what the guy told him, could be believed Neman more than the guy himself? So Rabbi says rather like this. What he meant to say is like this. Elo Oma Rabbi meant to say like this. That Ioma Yisrael, if the Shimon right now, that's a muhsak that's in this field for 3 years, tells us like this, listen, Kaime Didi Zavna Aka Minoch, that the Shimon says, listen, Reuven, I was there the night and I saw the way you, Reuven, you sold this karka to the guy. I was there, I myself know it. Not that I know it because the guy told me, but Shimon says, I was there, I saw the way you, Reuven, you sold this karka to the guy. And Vizavna Nale, and I bought it off the guy. In such a case, Mehemon, then we take a believe Shimon. Because it's only a question, is he lying or not? But if Shimon is telling the truth, then we believe Shimon. That Shimon says clearly, he himself, he was there when you, Reuven, sold it to the guy. And now Shimon says he bought it off the guy, he's also believed on that. And now he has Shnei Chazok, he's there the last 3 years. So we believe him, we don't say he's lying because he has a migu. Because migu means if he wanted to lie, he should have said a better lie. So this is a proof that he's not lying. That's the svara of migu. What does this mean? Migu di boy omalei. Ano zevinti minoch. Migu, that he could have said, I bought it off you. In other words, Shimon himself could have come to Beis Din right now and say, listen, I bought this field off Reuven. I'm here the last 3 years, I have a chazaka. Where did I get it from? I bought it off Reuven. So if he wanted a lie, he could have said that lie. So instead of saying that, what did he say? He said, you should know that true, I bought this field off the guy, but I was there the night when you, Reuven, sold this field to the guy. So I know clearly that this field really belonged to the guy. And since I bought it off him, now it belongs to me. So in such a case, Rabbi says will believe Shimon because he has an ego. But Enoch Nami, but Rabbi agrees to the Gemara before that if Shimon does not know by himself that the guy really bought the field off Reuven, only the fact the guy told him so, then we do not believe the guy. That's the locha, we do not believe a guy. Only if he has a shtar that he bought the field. But without a shtar, here the locha would be, we would not believe the Yakum. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that Lamed Vogel and Aleph. Now, four lines down. The Yomar of Yehuda, Yehuda also said like this, Haiman dinoket migla v'tuble. That somebody takes a scissors, and he takes a string. The Yomar, he says like this, Ezel, I'm going to go now, Igzero ledikla de palmi. I'm going to go and cut down the palm tree of my friend. I'm going to go and cut down all the dates from my friend's palm tree. Well, I say, what do you do something like that for? Because I say it is avintimine, because I bought the right of the fruits off my friend. So in such a case, Mehemen, we believe this Reuven. If Reuven is going to do such a thing like that, going to his friend with a big sword and going to cut down his dates, we believe him. Why? Because of the svara loichotziv inish lemigzar dikla delav delay. A person does not have such a chutzpah. A person does not have such a chutzpah to go down to his friend's palm tree and cut down his friend's dates without permission. So for sure, if he says, listen, I bought the dates, I have a right to cut them down, we believe him. There's such a svara loichotziv inish, a person wouldn't have such chutzpah to go and cut down his friend's dates unless he really, really bought it. And on fruits, we don't make a shtar, there's no shtar, so therefore we believe him. Now another halacha. The Yomar Rav Yehuda, Haiman di'achzik miguda di'arudi, ulebar lehevi chazaka. If you go make a chazaka on my field, on the outskirts of my field, that means di'achzik miguda, there's a wall. Rav Shmuel explains that used to be wild animals come onto your field, so they made a wall around their field. And they left over a little bit of space outside the wall that they would throw food there and let the animals come and eat up that food and not come into their fields. So somebody would go and make a chazaka on the outskirts, on the outside of this wall, that's not called a chazaka. Again, Haiman, the Arsik, Miguda, a wall, the Arude of wild animals, that you make this wall to keep the wild animals out. Olabar, he makes the chazaka on the outside of this wall, so the locher is loy heavy chazaka. That's not called a chazaka. My time, what's the reason? Meimar Omar, because the owner says to himself, listen, kol dezora na me'arude achile. I don't care if that person plants there. Whatever that person plants, they know he's going to eat it up. The animals are going to come and eat it up anyway. So it doesn't bother the owner. Therefore, the owner was not moicha. He didn't make a machor. So therefore, there's no chazaka. The svara from a chazaka usually is, the owner won't let somebody else use his field for 3 years and be quiet, like it bothers you. If you let the person use it, that's the proof that you really sold it to him. But over here we say, no, the owner doesn't care the fact that you use the outskirts of my land, because anywhere, whatever grows there, is going to go to the animals anyway. Therefore, it doesn't bother the owner. That's why it wasn't Meicha. So in such a case, this is not called a Chazaka. The Yomar of Yehuda, Ochla Orla. Let's say when Shimon was making a chazaka in Reuven's fields, and one of the 3 years that Shimon ate was a year of Arla, because the fruits that year were only 2 years old. So the first year that Shimon went down to make the chazaka, the fruits were Arla. So that's not called a good chazaka. Ain't a chazaka. You know why? Because the owner doesn't care about that. Like, you know why the owner wasn't Meicha? Because this year's crop you can't eat anyway. Like, until the tree is more than 3 years old, you can't enjoy the fruits. So therefore, the fact you went down and took care of the trees this year did not bother the owner. Therefore, that year is not included in the Shnei Chazaka. Tanya Nami Yochel, we don't like this also. Ochla Orla, if Shimon goes down to somebody's field and makes a Chazaka there, and the first year that he's eating, the fruits are still Orla. Or else Shviyas, one of the 3 years that you're b'masik in the field is Shemitah. And that year also there's a svara, the owner does not care if somebody else comes down on his field. Because his field is like Hefker anyway. Anyway, he can't work on his fields. So he doesn't care if somebody else comes down. Or else the klayim, let's say what grows that year is klayim, like you have your vines, and you have vegetables, or you have your wheat growing there. So anyway, it's asa bahanot to you. So therefore, ain't a chazaka. It's not called a chazaka that year. Because you know why the owner wasn't meicha? Because it didn't bother the owner. He has nothing to lose. He can't use this crap anyway. So therefore, it's not called a chazaka. A chazaka has to be that you used my field for 3 years of good years. Years that the owner should have used it. And therefore, if the owner just lets you use it, he doesn't say anything, that's the proof that he really sold it to you. But if you're going to use it these years of Erla, Shriya, and Klayim, where it doesn't bother the owner anyway, they're not considered part of the Shnei Chazaka. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says like this. Ochlo Shachas. If somebody goes down to your field and eats Shachas, that means the unripe Tfua. That means before the Tfua, the wheat grows completely, you cut it down. After 30 days, you cut it down. And sometimes you do that to give to your animals to eat. But that's not the way an owner uses his field. An owner would not waste his wheat and cut it down. After 30 days, he would rather let it grow completely. So therefore, if the shimon goes down to your field and eats the crop, but it's still shachas, but have a chazaka, that's not considered a chazaka. Because the owner says anyway, this person is not even acting like an owner. He's not doing anything so bad that I should make a macho. But Omar Rav says, but if this land is on the neck of Mechuza, means on the corner of the city of Mechuza, then have a chazaka. Then it's called a good chazaka. So Rashi says, because in this dika, the people were very rich, and they had a lot of behemoths, and therefore people, Pashin, needed animal food. So therefore it was normal there just to grow the wheat and cut it down after 30 days to have to feed the animals. So in this city, it's normal to cut it down when it's still shachas. Therefore, if you use the field for 3 years by cutting it down when it's shachas, it's called a good chazok in this city. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Tav sicho lehevi chazoka. That Tav sicho is not called a chazoka. Rashbam says that means karka, pchusa, very bad karka. Omaleya bekoyim has a lot of cracks in the ground. There's a lot of cracks in this ground. V'eino moitzia peroseo, and therefore doesn't produce good fruits. Therefore, lehevi chazaka is not called a good chazaka. Then, if neiroaso lehekpido limkois, like you know why the owner did not make a macho, why he didn't stop you? Because it's bad produce. He knows it won't grow anyway, so good. Therefore, like you're wasting your time, the owner was not mecha. So therefore, if you waste this field that's only tasicha, that's cracked field that doesn't produce so well, lehevi chazaka. What about apik kuro, v'yayo kuro? Let's say you plant a zera, a kuro of zera. That's how much seed you put into the ground. And v'yayo kuro, after it grows, when you collect the seeds, you collected the same amount. So kids, it's not worth it to work on this field. If so, again, lehevi chazaka. If somebody goes down there and uses this field for 3 years, the reason why the owner did not protest is because he has nothing to lose. Like, this is not a good field for planting, because it doesn't produce enough. Therefore, it didn't bother the owner that much. That's why it wasn't meicha. But I call upon him, it still belongs to the original owner, and he has the right to get it back. Now, v'hani devei resh galusa. These people of resh galusa, they were like the heads of the power in the city. And people were afraid of them. B'nai galusa led like the king, the president of the city. And these were the strong men there. So, le'machzaki ben, le'machzaki nebhu. They can't make a chazok in our field, and we can't make a chazok in their field. That means that one of the Resh Galusas comes and makes the chazok in our fields, so the Resh Galusa has no right to lose his shtar after 3 years. Because even though this Resh Galusa is eating on the field for 3 years, the owner has the right to say, you know why it wasn't meicha? Because I'm afraid of them. They're strong people, they have power. I was afraid to be meicha. And the Resh Galusa knows this. Therefore, the Resh Galusa was supposed to hold on to his shtar. And therefore, if he lost his shtar, he can't claim chazokah. And the same thing, they can't be mafsik, we can't be mafsik than them. Because the same thing, you know why the Resh Galusa wasn't meicha? Because they figure, listen, we're strong people, we'll take it away from you later anyway. We're not afraid, we don't have to be meicha now. So therefore, if somebody buys a field off the Resh Galusa, they have to realize this. And if they really bought it and they have a shtar, they're supposed to hold on to the shtar. They never have a right to lose their shtar. Even after 3 years, still they have to hold on to the shtar. Because here they have to be afraid the Resh Galusa will come and just take back their field by force. Then the Mishnah says, v'havodim, that there's a chazok on an eved kanani. If somebody uses it for 3 years, he has a chazokah. He has a right to say he bought this eved. So Gemara asks the question, avodim yeshlem chazok, is it true what you're saying, that avodim has a chazokah? I, v'omer Resh Lakish said, ha goydros means sowing sheep, and Rashbam says, "V'chol dov a mahalak b'drachim of a shvokim, Anything like a sheep that walks in by itself, in other words, avodim also, people that could walk, ain lehem chazaka. Even though you're using it now for 3 years, you have this sheep in your house for 3 years, it's not called a good chazaka. Why? Because it's possible to say it just walked into your house. Usually the pshat is, what are you doing here? It's only because you bought it. Like karka, what are you doing with somebody else's karka? It's only because you bought off the karka. But over here, you know what this eved is doing in your house? The eved walked in by himself. He got lost and came into the house. You know why you're holding on to the sheep now? The sheep got lost and walked into your house. So therefore, the klal is hagoydrois ein lehem chazaka. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says avodim yesh lehem chazaka, and here Rosh Lakish says hagoydrois ein lehem chazaka. So my Rav says ein lehem chazaka liyalta. True. The fact you're holding on to it for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's not called a chazaka. Because there's no proof that you really bought it. It could be just the sheep walked into your house. The yevet got lost and walked into your house. That's what our Mishnah means. That if you're working with the yevet for 3 years, then you have a right to say that you bought the yevet. Because even if it walked in by mistake, the owner would have tracked it down by 3 years already. So since the owner was not meicher, did not protest, and he let you use it for the last 3 years, that's the proof that you really bought this yevet. Omar Rav, Rava says, Im hoye koton moto biyarisa yesh la chazaka liyalta. Let's say you have this eved now, that's a baby, it's in the crib, and the baby is by you, that's called a chazaka right away. And what, that the owner really sold it to you. Why? Because the eved doesn't walk by itself, a baby doesn't walk by itself. So what are you doing with it? That's the proof to say the owner really gave it to you. Tamar says, cheat, of course, it's like regular metaltlim. Every time you're holding on to metaltlim, like something that doesn't walk to you, if you're holding on to a chair, you have a right to say it's your chair because you're a muchzik in it. And we do not say sometimes that a person grabs away something from somebody else. So here that the baby is by you, pshita the baby can't come by itself. So pshita you have the chazaka right away. So Gemara says, lo tzricha the chiddush is, the isla ima, we're talking about that the mother is still around. The mother of the slave is still here. So mal the time I would have thought to say, Nechesh, we have to be afraid that Dilma may be Eima Al Yisol Hosam. Maybe the mother brought the baby into the house here. Not that this person, Reuben, that has the baby, the Eved, in his house, really bought the Eved of Shimon. But maybe no. Maybe the mother brought the baby by mistake into Shimon's house. So, Kamashmon, that's the Kiddush know. That what? Eima Leimanashya Bruh. That a mother does not forget her kid. So therefore, it's not the pshat sam, the mother came in with the kid and left the kid there. So therefore, we're not sure you really bought it. That doesn't happen. If a mother just came in and put a kid down, for sure she'll take the kid away. It has to be that the mother knows that this person bought the yevet. That's why she's leaving the baby there. So therefore, if you're holding on to the baby, the slave, the baby, you have a right to say that you bought it, it's a chazak, it belongs to you. Hanu easy. There were these goats. The achlo chushlo ben adoy, that they ate up somebody's chushlo in the city of Nadoi. Chushlo, Rashi says, that's pearled barley. Sarin kalupim. That means they ate up a pearled barley. Shenich nesu besoda, and they ate it, and the sheep ate it up. So that one was osi mora chushlo. The owner of the barley came and tasino. He grabbed these goats. You have to say, I'm going to keep these goats until the owner pay me back. They have a katoy and tuva. And he was saying, listen, you owe me back a lot of money. Like, you owe me $1,000 worth of barley your sheep ate. I'm not giving it back to you until you pay me back $1,000. And Rashbam says, he says, V'toyin bala sodek ki harba ochlu, yoistim achdei demeyim shalizim, halolu. Said that you ate much more than the value of these goats. So Ravu de Shmuel, Shmuel's father said, yochol litoyin ad kidei demeyim. That the owner, the fact he grabbed these izim, he has the right to say that you ate your izim ate up at least the amount of the izim. If the izim is worth $100, he has the right to say that your izim ate up for me $100 worth of barley, but not more. Why is he owning them this much? Because it's amigo. Because if the owner now wanted to, he could have just held on to the izim and he could have said, listen, I bought the izim off you. So since he didn't say that, but rather he said, I agree, I'm only grabbing your sheep, but the reason why I did it was because it ate up my barley, so you never want to say that he ate up the amount of barley, at least to how much these sheep are worth.
Because this much you have a migu. If you wanted to lie, you could have said a better lie. You could have said that you bought these Yidzim, they're your Yidzim. So for the Gemara, why? I have Omer Reshlokas. Reshlokas just got finished saying that Hagoydrois ain't Lehem Chazoka. That Goydra sheep that travel, that move, there's no Chazoka. Even though you're holding on to it, you have no right to say you bought it. It could be the sheep walked into Yaz by himself. So you have no right to say that you bought it. Exactly, you tell me here right now he has a migu. He could have said that he bought the sheep off you, he wouldn't be believed. So Mora says, yes, Shani Izim are different. Why? The Mesirul Arroya. Because Izim, young goats, they give it over to the shepherd. So therefore the goats are never going by themselves. They don't walk down the street themselves, the goats. The goats are always handing over to a shepherd, and the shepherd takes it back. So therefore, if the goats is by you, it's a chazoka that you really bought it. Because this is not doimon to goydreis that they walk around by themselves. Fred Gemara, why? We could safrofanya. Listen, in the morning, when you first give it over to the shepherd, or at evening when he returns it to you, at that time, you're not makbid that none of them should walk by themselves. Some of them, they also go walking around. Rashi says, we could safro. Shaholchim yechidos mi beisa bailim ad beisa roya. In the mornings, the sheep go by themselves from the owner's house to the shepherd's house. And in the evening, when he returns it, so let's be afraid, maybe the sheep took a walk and walked into your house. So Gemara says, we're talking about over here, ben adoyi, nadoyi, taya shichi. There were a lot of Arabs there that used to steal the sheep. So therefore, everybody was very careful. Umiyoda liyoda mishalmi. When they used to give over the sheep in the morning, they give it over hand to hand. They would give it over to the roya, everyone carefully. And when the warrior returned it at evening, also everyone was counted. So therefore, here we're not afraid that the sheep walk